time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome inside Bearcat Arena for another MIAA basketball game here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Tritton alongside John Coffey for tonight's broadcast. Kayla Morgan, our... Well, back here at Bearcat Arena, a few technical difficulties there, but we are back getting set for basketball tonight. Number 11, Emporia State, visiting Northwest Missouri State. Top two scorers in the MIAA featured in this ballgame, Tanya Meyer and Kelly Moten. We'll talk more about them and much more on this contest. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Thrive Bank is right at your fingertips, more at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordan Ellison of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Bearcat Game Day, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Team on three, one, two, three, three.
Well, Northwest Missouri State basketball here from Bearcat Arena this evening. The Bearcats taking on number 11 Emporia State. Northwest comes into the ballgame 8-12 overall, 3-10 in the MIAA. Meanwhile, ESU 19-3 overall, 10-3 in conference play. And John, you look at it, it's a pretty good matchup here when you see the MIAA's leading scorer, Tanya Meyer, comes into the ballgame, averaging over 20 points per ballgame, about 10 rebounds as well. That's also tops the MIAA. Other side, it is Kelly Moten, a 5'9" senior guard from Gary, Indiana, leading the way from Emporia State, 19 points per game. She also dishes 4 assists per ballgame as well. Could be a pretty good matchup if these two get hot.
Oh, I think so. No doubt about that. Again, both players do a lot on the offensive side. But, again, when you look at Northwest, it's just a situation, and we say it time and again, cut down turnovers and do a good job on the board, you've got a shot. And that's what they've got to do against Emporia State. Another player you got to look at that Northwest has to watch is Catherine Flott. She's comes in averaging just about 10 rebounds a game. They go along with 9 points a contest. So she's a player they're going to have to keep off the boards, as Christy Miller as well, coming in averaging about 7 boards a game, so, and also 11 points. So those are a couple things I think Northwest really needs to watch in this game.
Turnovers also tend to kill the Bearcats too. They've won 3 of their last 6. They've had a chance to win each of those 3 that they've dropped over the last 6 game span, but turnovers have killed them. Northwest averaging about 16 turnovers per ball game. They also don't force too many turnovers on the other end either, so that's one thing. If the Bearcats can take care of the ball, they'll have a chance, but once things start to fall apart, they fall apart in a hurry.
Yeah, it seems like once the turnovers start to come, they have several in a row, and they just give up too many points that way. And again, every possession's going to count in a game like this with Emporia State. They have to make each possession count, and can't afford to turn the ball over.
Bearcats, 8-12 overall, looking for win number 9, win number 4 in MIAA play, taking on Emporia State here this evening. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Buck Scheel. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Baumley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late-model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5-mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Let's go, let's go, let's play!
Bearcat Game Day, supported by the J.L. Houston Company.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball matching up with number 11 Emporia State tonight. Now sitting down with Bearcat women's basketball head coach Buck Scheel. And coach, I feel like it's been quite a while since you actually played here at home. Feels probably nice, doesn't it?
It has. It's always a great feeling to be playing at home, especially, you know, with it being a Wednesday game here, kind of middle of the week. It's a little bit different, different preparation, but sometimes when you throw something different at us right now with kind of the way the season's been going, it could be a good thing.
And you're matching up with the number 11 team in the nation tonight, Emporia State. Obviously a great basketball team. And if you have your choice, you'd probably rather play them in your home confines, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. You know, that's they're one of the best programs, most well-known programs in the country, year in and year out. And, you know, to be playing them at home, I think there's that added comfort level. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're still going to have our hands full. They've got a lot of weapons out there. And so, you know, hopefully we can slow them down a little bit.
What do you do to come out and find a way to take them out of their pace offensively, especially Moten, the second leading scorer in the MIAA behind Tanya Meyer?
Yeah, it's definitely a tough matchup because they've got probably one of the best point guards in the conference and one of the best post players in the conference as far as, you know, defense and just offensive presence, defensive presence. And so, you know, they're a tough combo to handle. And then the pieces that they got placed around them, you know, there's not a lot of room for error. And so for us, that's one of the biggest things tonight is we're going to have to limit our breakdowns defensively against them, hopefully come out and, you know, carry out our game plan as far as what we'll be looking to do with their ball screens. They're similar to us where a lot of what they do revolves around ball screens. And so a lot of it's just going to come down to us recognizing the different things that they're running, knowing how we're going to cover those different situations. And, you know, at the end of the day, just going out and playing tough and playing physical and matching their toughness and their physicality on both ends of the floor.
Past few weeks, the Bearcats have found ways to come out and get some big wins. Now you get a little bit closer to the MIAA tournament with each passing day. Do you feel like the team's rounding into the point where you can make a push here deep in the season?
I hope so. You know, that's one thing I talked about with them 4 or 5 games back, how every game is important because it just leads to that end goal, which is that MIAA tournament, which is something that we've missed out on these past couple years. And so, you know, we've taken the approach that, you know, that next game is the biggest game, and Having Emporia here at home makes it even bigger, an even bigger game, because it's an opportunity to play a top-ranked team, a top team in the conference, on your home floor and have the opportunity to get that upset.
Already one win over a ranked team. Why not get another tonight?
Yeah, I think for us, we just have to come out competitive right from the start and then just see how things go from there and make sure we can make some adjustments with how they're playing.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
It's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball coach, taking on number 11 Emporia State tonight. We'll take a quick break and be back with the starting lineups here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. More at barnesbaker.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and the newly opened Watson 9 Junior Course. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Also from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Bearcat Game Day, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Team on three, one, two, three,
we're getting set for Bearcat basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Tip-off between Northwest Missouri State and the Emporia State women's basketball team set for 5:30. Let's go ahead and bring you starting lineups for tonight's matchup. Northwest comes in 8-12 overall, 3-10 in the MIAA, led by head coach Buck Shield. And his starting lineup for this evening, featuring the top scorer in the MIAA, a 5'10" junior from Sioux City, Iowa, Tanya Meyer. Tanya, 20.9 points per game, 9.8 rebounds per game, both of those numbers are tops in the MIAA, looking for another big night from her going against the number 11 ranked team in the nation. Also tight for the Bearcats, a 5'9" sophomore guard from Omaha, Nebraska, Aubrey Benson. Benson averages just about 10 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, and 4 assists per game. And those 4 assists per game, that is 4th in the MIAA. She's played very well here throughout the season, getting better as this sophomore season goes along. Also a 6-foot forward, a sophomore from Arcadia, Iowa, Maria Dentlinger. Dentlinger averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds per game as well. She's started quite a few ball games in a row. She's getting a little more comfortable here in Buckshield's system. Also, a 5'7" sophomore guard from Tabor, Iowa, Macy Williams. Macy coming off a ball game. She had 11 points and 4 assists there just this weekend against Lindenwood in that loss to the Lions. Macy, 7 points and 4 assists per ball game. She's also right there with Aubrey Benson, tied for 4th in the MIAA in assists per ball game. And rounding out the Northwest starting five, a 5'8" senior guard from Millicent, Australia, a transfer in from Marshalltown Community College, Jasmine Howe. Jasmine averaging 14 points per game. She had 19 points and 6 rebounds in that loss to Lindenwood just on Saturday. As the Northwest starting five for Emporia State, the 11th ranked team in the nation, they are led by Kelly Moten, a 5'9" senior guard from Gary, Indiana. She is second in the MIAA in scoring with 19 points per game, also averaging 4.2 assists per game, and her 30 blocks are also fifth most in the MIAA, so she's a player for Emporia State that does a little bit of everything. Also in the lineup tonight, a 5'9" junior guard from Winchester, Kansas, J.C. Kramer. Kramer comes into the ballgame averaging 5 points per game and 2 rebounds per ballgame. Also a 5'9" junior guard from Hillsboro, Kansas, Addie Lackey. Lackey averaging 12 points per game, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists as well. Season ago, she averaged double digits, 10 points per game. And then year before that, her freshman season, she was the MIAA Freshman of the Year. So she has started all 3 seasons so far at Emporia State. Also in the lineup for the Hornets, a 6'1" senior forward from Opie, Kansas, Catherine Flott. Catherine averaging 8 points per game as well as just shy of 10 rebounds per game as well. Now Flott, she has had quite the career here at Emporia State going into her sophomore season, tore her left ACL. Coming back for her sophomore season after that medical redshirt, tore that same ACL once again, but she's bounced back. Had 2 good campaigns for the Hornets, including the most outstanding player in the MIAA tournament just last year, but then she missed 2 weeks earlier this season with a broken wrist, but she is back and she is playing well and back in the starting lineup for Emporia State tonight. And rounding up the starting five for ESU, a 5'10" guard slash forward, a junior from Holton, Kansas, Kirstie Miller. Miller averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per game. She's also 6th in the MIAA in block shots with 27 so far on the season. Well, those are the starting lineups for Emporia State and Northwest Missouri State. We're getting set for tip-off. We'll take a quick break and come back with the start of tonight's ballgame. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 582-7387. And from Boland Auto and Truck Parts, providing brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Boland Auto and Truck Parts at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More at 660-582-7196.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at 1st and Main in Maryville. Offering flowers for all occasions, Bittersweet also provides wedding decor, gifts, and wrapping. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. And from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Support also comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. Also from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Well, starting lineups getting announced here at Bearcat Arena as we are getting set for basketball in Emporia State and Northwest Missouri State. Matt Tritt alongside John Coffey for tonight's ballgame. We owe you a station identification. We'll go ahead and take one now. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. John, not only is it a great night for basketball, the 11th ranked team in the nation in town, but also a pink zone game. The Bearcats wearing pink warm-up jerseys, also to go along with their typical white tank tops, white shorts, green lettering, green numerals on their home uniforms, also accenting it with some pink headbands, also some pink socks, pink ankle tape, anything you can get going, just to add a little bit more to the festivities as we're raising money here tonight for breast cancer awareness.
That we are, and it's always a great cause. Should have a good crowd on hand. Generally, one of the bigger crowds that we have every year, and some of the proceeds from tonight's event will go to help with an employee in Northwest Missouri State, Joyce Luke, with some of the costs that's incurred with her battle with breast cancer. So she's a breast cancer survivor, and again, honoring Joyce for tonight's game, as well as just getting more information out about prevention of breast cancer and things along those lines. So just a very good night, and hopefully it'll be a good night for the Bearcats as well.
Good night. Hopefully get a good crowd on hand here and raise a lot of money. We are almost set for tip. It is Maria Dittlinger for Northwest, Catherine Flott for Emporia State going after this opening tip. It is tipped by Dittlinger, but it lands into the hands of Addie Lackey, and Emporia State controls it. Kelly Moten dribbling down to the right wing, hands this one off for Lackey, back top of the key. Now bounce pass Moten, right elbow, back up top right side for Lackey. Lackey gets a screen from Flott, now gives it off over to Kirstie Miller. Miller hands off to J.C. Kramer. Kramer to the free throw line between the circles now to Lackey. Off a screen from Flott. Shot clock down to 5 seconds. It is Kramer dribbling in. Left side, right hand layup. Good. Good defense there for Northwest, forcing Emporia State to work the ball around. But in the end, J.C. Kramer able to get to the bucket, lay it in. It's 2-0 Emporia State here early on. Bearcats going left to right. Aubrey Benson between the circles picks it up to Dittlinger now. Macy Williams left side. Williams off the screen from Dittlinger. Picks it up. Looks for Dittlinger rolling instead. Hands it off now. Tanya Meyer into the lane. Goes up. Right hand layup. Good. Tanya Meyer with the answer there. The Bearcats knot this one up 2-2 here early on. Bearcats 3-10 in MIAA play, searching for that fourth win. Second over-ranked team. And right away, though, Kirstie Miller puts up the three ball and knocks it down for Emporia State in their second possession of the ballgame. It's 5-2 Hornets. Benson walks across midcourt for Northwest, dribbles to the left side, tries to hand this one off to Williams, nearly loses it, but she gathers it. Now goes back left side, Benson inside, Tanya Meyer. Nice one-handed grab, but she gets fouled as she goes up for it. That one that come up on Addie Lackey, first personal on her and first team foul on Emporia State here in this ballgame.
One of the things I like about Northwest offensively on the first couple possessions, getting the ball to Meyer inside. Now, she has the ability to step out and knock down some threes, but her really strength and what she can do to help out the Bearcats is in at the post position. They've gone to her twice inside, and it's paid off once, and they drew a foul the second time.
Macy Williams steps out, long three-pointer, air balls at Dittlinger. Bounces off her hand. Macy Williams tries to scoop it up. She grabs it, gets it back up to Dittlinger. Now to Tanya Meyer, right wing. Bearcats save it. 15 on the shot clock because the ball didn't hit the rim, though. She hands it off to Macy Williams. Williams into the paint. Fouled by Moten. And Macy Williams will go to the free throw line for a pair. Not a bad start if you can get Kelly Moten in the foul trouble as well.
No doubt about it. And one of the things I like right now with the Northwest one, kind of that look in their eye like they had against Fort Hays State. A little bit of a determination to start this game. Playing with a bit of confidence as well early on.
Free throw from Macy is on the wing. Good, her first point of the night. 5-3 Hornets. In that ball game, we saw first two trips down the floor. Jasmine Howe, who was held without a field goal the previous game, came out, hit a three-pointer, a big two-pointer to get Northwest going here. Bearcats get one free throw from Macy Williams, trailing by two to the 11th-ranked team in the nation. Left side is Kirstie Miller with it. Hands it off now to Kramer. Kramer dribbling in right side. Kick out. Three ball coming from Lackey off the mark. Rebound comes down to Catherine Flott. Dribbles under the hoop. Goes up right hand. Dittlinger nearly had the rebound. Bounced off her. And it goes out of bounds off of Emporia State. And the Bearcats are battling inside. Catherine Flott, she is a 6'1" senior forward there and averaging about 10 rebounds per game. She's going to be tough under the boards.
No doubt about it, and does a very good job on the offensive boards.
That's where Northwest really needs to concentrate on, just limiting Emporia State to one shot down the floor.
Benson left block, shot blocked by Kirsty Miller, picked up by Tanya Meyer. Meyer back out left wing now for Jasmine Howe. Howe working on Moten, nearly has the ball stolen away from her. Seven on the shot clock. Benson finds a cutting Tanya Meyer. Meyer goes up, layup off the mark, rebound comes down to Flott. She gives it up to Moten. Moten pushing it up the floor here for Emporia State. Gets a screen from Flott to the free throw line. Now kicks it out to Miller. Miller off to Kramer. Kramer left wing, dribbling in. Baseline goes up. Layup off the glass, no good, but a blocking foul coming up on Macy Williams. This one will result in free throws for Emporia State, but still, the Hornets are a team that can come out and score a lot of points in a hurry if they're on, averaging about 80 points per ball game. You know, a top scoring offense in the MIAA, but no easy looks here early on for Emporia. Free throws coming here for Kirsty Miller. 72.5% free throw shoot on the year. Knocks down her first. It is 6-3 Emporia State, 7:14 to play here in the first quarter. Hornets 19-3 on the season, 10-3 in the MIAA. Second free throw is good. And Aubrey Benson gets the inbound, walks up the court for Northwest. Guarded by Kelly Moten. Gets a screen to her left from Tanya Meyer. Hands off to Dittlinger. Now left side, Macy Williams. Back out between the circles. Williams dribbles up. Free throw line now into the right block. Picks up her dribble. Looking for a little bit of help. Hands off to Tanya Meyer. Matched up with Kelly Moten. Now out to Benson. Benson driving left side. Nearly loses the ball. Gets it back out to Howe. Four on the shot clock. Dribbles in. Kick out. Benson. One dribble in. Jump shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Catherine Flott. She gives off to Moten, and Kelly Moten pushing it up the floor for Emporia State. Averaging at 19 points per game, also 4 rebounds and 4 assists. A very even stat line there for Kelly Moten on the year. Now we have a foul away from the ball coming up. And this one's going to be on Jasmine Howe. Second team foul on the Bearcats. First personal foul on Jasmine in the ballgame. And it's Addie Lackey, gets the ball into Miller, gives it off to Kramer, free throw line. Little pump fake, now back out to Miller, beyond the three-point line. Back to Kramer, now to Flott. Kramer thinks about a three, she'll take this one, knocks it down. J.C. Kramer, she has 5 points here in the first quarter, 6:08 to play, and it's a 10-3 Hornet lead. Benson dribbles in all the way to the left block. Guarded by Kirsty Miller, hands off to Jasmine Howe. Howe dribbles out, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebound comes down to Tanya Myers. The Bearcats get a fresh 30 on the shot clock. Now between the circles to Aubrey Benson. Benson, screen to her right from Tanya Meyer. Gives it off left wing to Macy Williams. Williams inside to Tanya Meyer. Picks up her dribble, trying to pivot and spin around to get a shot over Kirsty Miller. She does, gets fouled, so she'll go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. Tanya, 2 points on the first possession of the ball game for Northwest. Now looking to add to it as she goes to the free throw line.
They got the ball inside to her a couple other times. That's forced fouls against Emporia State. So even when she hasn't scored when they got the ball into her in the post, it's resulted in some positive steps for Northwest.
Rare free throw miss there for Tanya Meyer, an 85% shooter from the charity stripe so far this year. Mallory McAnders checks in for the first time this evening. Jasmine Howe takes a seat. Also back into the ballgame for Emporia State is Tiana Mawala. Second free throw is good from Tanya Meyer. 10-4 is the Emporia State lead. 5.5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Right wing, Addie Lackey drives in, gets to the baseline, throws up a shot, gets fouled by Macy Williams on her way up. So now Addie Lackey will go to the free throw line. Lackey, a 5'9" junior guard from Hillsboro, Kansas. 83% free throw shooter on the year. MIAA freshman of the year a couple seasons ago. First free throw around the rim and out. Since she arrived on campus as a freshman, she has started every basketball game. 34 her freshman year, 34 her sophomore year, now 23 in her junior year.
Not bad going through for not picking up any major injuries, also being able to go through that time frame without any illness as well.
A little longevity really helps it pay off as you kind of grow and mature in your game. Second free throw is good. It's an 11-4 Emporia State lead. Benson with it. Top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Hands out to Alexa Schaff. Just checked into the ballgame. Schaff, left wing. Up top to Dentlinger. Now right side between the circles. Benson. Benson driving in all the way to the left block. Through the hoop. Off the back of the rim. And it falls through. Talk before the game to head coach Buck Scheel about how good Kelly Moten is at getting downhill. And once she starts going downhill, she's deadly. Aubrey Benson can be very much that same way once she starts going. Other side, nice backdoor pass comes in to Tiana Mawala. She lays it up and in. It's a 13-6 Emporia State lead. 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Bearcats down 7. Benson, a good look inside to Tanya Meyer, but it goes off Tanya's hand and out of bounds. Turnover on the Bearcats. We'll send it back to Emporia State. A 7-point lead for the Hornets with 4:42 to play here in the opening quarter. We have a timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them on this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is available at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Bearcats trailing by 7 here midway through the first quarter. Emporia State starts out with the ball as we come out of this timeout. And Tiana Mawala travels. They'll give the ball back to the Bearcats early on. One turnover piece for both teams. We talked before, John, Bearcats can limit turnovers, can hang around to this game and kind of start making Emporia State think about that upset.
Yeah, that's a very important thing. They turned it over down that last time, but hopefully they can continue to keep things going the way they have offensively and take care of the basketball and take advantage of each possession.
Mallory McAndrews with the ball top of the key, but an illegal screen, I believe, coming up here on Carly Wilhelmy. Her first personal foul will give the ball back to Emporia State. Tough to get it. Turnover from Emporia State, a rare mistake. They're not able to capitalize on it.
Yeah, they've got to take advantage of every opportunity against a team like the Hornets.
Bearcats also one foul away from putting Emporia State at the free throw line. Ball tipped away by Aubrey Benson. Kelly Moten going for it. They're going to say it's out of bounds off Moten. So Bearcats get the ball back. So back-to-back possessions where Emporia State just hands it back to Northwest. 4:06 to play here in the first quarter. 13-6 is our score in favor of Emporia. Benson walks it up, gets a screen from Wilhelmy all the way into the right block, gets a shot partially blocked there by a Tiana Mawala, goes out of bounds, and it'll stay here at the Bearcats with 22 seconds on the shot clock. Benson inbounding baseline left, gets it into McAndrews, left wing. She gets a screen from Wilhelmy, now dribbles out between the circles near midcourt to Dentlinger. 15 on the shot clock between the circles, Benson inside to Wilhelmy, kick up the shot. Schaff gets a screen for Wilhelmy, gets into the paint, looking for a kick out, gets it out to Dentlinger, 5 on the shot clock, she drives in baseline, back out to Schaff, puts up the 3-pointer, Alexa Schaff, a little too strong, rebound goes off of Emporia State, and out of bounds. Mallory McAndrews gave chase, but couldn't quite get there in time, let it go out of bounds. I believe it was last touched by Kramer. Back into the ballgame, Tanya Meyer, Carly Wilhelmy will check out. Tanya, 3 points here so far in the ballgame. Also checking in, Morgan Lawton getting her first minutes for Emporia State. And Jasmine Howe back in for Northwest. 3:35 to play. Schaff will inbound in front of the Emporia State bench. Northwest going left to right here in this first quarter. And we have a foul before the ball is even thrown in. This one coming up on Tiana Moala. All of a sudden, Emporia State up to 14 fouls, so one foul away from each team going to the free throw line. So Benson now inbounding baseline right. And she gets this one into Dentlinger beyond the three-point line. Over Schaff right side. Hands it off to Benson. Benson off the screen from Dentlinger into the paint. To the left block. Kick out. Dentlinger thought about a three. She makes the extra pass to Schaff. Alexa Schaff too strong on that three once again. Rebound comes down to Kelly Moten. She'll push it back the other way for Emporia State. Moten finds a cutting Morgan Lawden. She can't make the layup. Rebound comes down to Moala, and she gets fouled going up. She'll go to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. And this foul coming up on Dentlinger. You kind of see it there, the ability of Kelly Moten to kind of do a little bit of everything. Pulls down the rebound, pushes up the floor, makes the good pass. Lawden just not able to capitalize, but Moala gets fouled, and she hits her first free throw.
Moten was an MIAA Player of the Week a couple of weeks ago. Just one of the really the top players in the conference this season.
Second free throw, no good, but a foul coming up here on Emporia State. This one's going to be on Morgan Lawden. Looked like she just kind of shoved Jasmine Howe down during the box out. So Jasmine will go to the free throw line. 14-6 Emporia State lead. Bearcats starting to cut into it right here. And the first free throw from Jasmine is good.
Emporia State, a team that Northwest can't afford to get behind very far early. Emporia is really one of those teams that kind of has a killer instinct. Once they get that lead, they very rarely relinquish it.
Second free throw is no good. It's a 14-7 Emporia State lead. 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Moten between the circles gets a screen from Moala. Dribbles down to the left block. They swing it back around. This time, Emporia State layup from Jessica Wayne. No good, but the rebound comes down to the Hornets. Now Kramer out to Moten, out near midcourt. Reset the shot clock, 2:50 to play here in the quarter. Kramer with it left side, drives the baseline, goes up, layup too strong, no good. The rebound comes down to Lawden, she puts it right back in. Northwest getting beat up there on the offensive glass so far in this ballgame. It's now 16-7, Emporia State lead. Benson with it, Northwest, brings it down, left block, pulls up, gives it up to Jasmine Howe with the left elbow. Takes a couple dribbles beyond the three-point line. Now gets a screen from Dentlinger. Goes to her right. Now all the way into the glass. Under the hoop. Kicks it back out to Benson. Benson to Dentlinger. 5 on the shot clock. Kick out to Benson one more time. 10-foot jump shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Alexa Schaff. Chasing it down, but it goes out of bounds off Schaff. Chasing that one down with Jessica Wayne. Just could not quite get there in time to corral it. Out of bounds off Schaff. So we'll go back to the Hornets. Northwest hasn't had a field goal in this ballgame for about 3 minutes, and Emporia State hasn't been too great offensively either, but still holding on to this 9-point lead right now. Wayne with it, drives in, and a foul coming up here on Northwest. More free throws on the way for Emporia State.
A lot of fouls early in this one, really taking a little bit of the flow out of this game, and I think from Northwest standpoint, just having a little tough time getting into the groove of their offense right now.
Jessica Wayne, first free throw is good. The freshman from Kansas City, Kansas. So far, Emporia State has 10 rebounds, 4 of those on the offensive glass. Not helping out the Bearcats at all. Wayne hits both free throws. That's an 18-7 lead for Emporia State, their largest of the night. Benson walks across midcourt, less than 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Screen from Dentlinger, gets into the paint, goes in, little contact, layup no good, no foul called. Moten rebound, she's pushing it back the other way. Up the court to Kramer, bobbles the ball, lays it up and good, but a travel coming up there on Kramer. Another pass right on the money from Moten, but it was bobbled and she got called for the travel. Now Bailey Smith checking into the ballgame for the first time. Alexa Schaff takes a seat. And Benson brings it up for Northwest. It's a screen from Tanya Meyer. Now she finds Meyer on the roll. Tanya goes up, layup no good, gets her own rebound, takes one dribble, picks it up, goes up again. Her shot rattles around and falls in. Tanya Meyer, Couldn't get it the first time, but she stuck with it. She has 5 first quarter points.
It's a tough shot after getting the offensive rebound, lofted it up in the air, got it a little bit of a soft touch on it, and got it to go as she put it up in traffic.
Three-pointer from Wayne, knocks it down. Emporia State with the answer. Jessica Wayne, 5 quick points off the bench for her. 21-9 is the Emporia State lead with a minute to play here in the opening period. Benson walks up the court, dribbles in, baseline right, goes up, layup, off the rim, and it falls through. Benson lays it in. The Bearcats, a couple quick buckets, still trailing by 10. We have a timeout on the floor, though, for Emporia State. A 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead, take this one with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Well, 50.4 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Northwest down 21-11. The Bearcats had a little bit of a lull offensively there midway through the quarter, but kind of got things going the past couple possessions. Tanya Meyer, nice give and go, and got a miss. Got it back on the offensive board and put it in. Then Aubrey Benson taking all the way in for the layup. Here's Emporia State with it. Addie Lackey in the right corner. Dribbles up now top of the key. It's Kramer. Going inside now to Kirstie Miller. Miller working on Dintlinger. Goes up, a little jump hook. Gets it. She knocks it down. 7 first quarter points for Kirstie Miller. 25 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Bearcats down by 12. Benson dribbling it out near midcourt. Content with hanging on to the last shot of this opening quarter. Takes a couple dribbles up. 10 seconds on the clock now. She'll go all the way in to the left block. Layup. Off the mark, no good, but she got fouled, so Aubrey Benson will go to the free throw line.
Aubrey's awfully hard to stop when she drives to the bucket like that, either going down the lane, the left or the right side. Couldn't finish it off, but they're getting inside and getting fouled because of some aggressive play going inside.
You know, sometimes she goes in, has a hard time finishing those off, but she's at least sticking with it and playing through some of those difficult shots here early on as she knocks down her first free throw. 2 of 7 from the field, but if she's going to consistently get those looks, you'll want them. Second free throw for Benson. A little too strong. Rebound comes off, and it goes long to Jessica Wayne. Wayne pushing up the floor to Addie Lackey. Throws this one out of bounds. Turnover on Emporia State. The Bearcats get it back with 2 seconds left on the game clock. Maria Dintlinger inbounding for the Bearcats. Gets it into Benson. Benson takes one dribble, throws it up, and it's partially blocked by Addie Lackey. So the Bearcats trailing 23-12 here at the end of the first quarter. Looking to find a little momentum as we get into the second period. We'll go ahead and take a 60-second break and return with the second period. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
As we head into the second quarter of action here from Bearcat Arena, Northwest trailing number 11 Emporia State 23-12. Bearcats have lost 7 straight meetings with Emporia State, and overall against head coach Jory Collins, Bearcats are 2-8. Although Jory's inherited a pretty good team there, and they've been pretty good since he took over as well.
I was going to say, there are a lot of teams that have that type of record against this Emporia State team, and not only top teams in the MIAA, but consistently one of the top teams in the nation.
a Final Four team 2 years ago, and they were in the NCAA Tournament Sweet 16 just last season as well, lost to Pittsburgh State before with a chance to go on to the Elite Eight. Aubrey Benson with it for Northwest. Top of the key, dribbles in, left block, lays it up and in. Bearcats cut this deficit back to single digits. Aubrey, she has 7 points so far in the first half. Addie Lackey brings it up, throws to Jessica Wayne, but miscommunication there, throws that one out of bounds. Another turnover on Emporia State. That is five so far in the ballgame.
And a couple of those been uncharacteristic of an Emporia State team, just like that last one. Just a mental mistake, taking the eye off the basketball, and they've seen him bubble as well a couple of times.
Aubrey Benson, once again, 9 points. We talked about it a minute ago. She's driving, she's getting to the paint, and she's getting some good opportunities. She gets another bucket there. 23-16 is the lead now. Bearcats trying to apply a little pressure here to Emporia. Jessica Wayne, couple dribbles in. Kick out to Kirstie Miller. Miller, little head fake. She drives. Tough layup. She gets the fall, though. Bearcats back down 25-16. 9 minutes to go here in the opening half. Quite a few folks trying to start to trickle in for this pink zone game. Bearcats raising money for Bearcat for breast cancer awareness. Benson handoff, Mallory McAndrews, deep three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down to Wayne. She'll push it up now for Emporia State. Taking over the point guard duties with Kelly Moten on the bench right now. Gives it off to Holloway. Holloway dribbles in to the right block. Gets her shot blocked by Maria Dentlinger. She saves it inside to Miller. Miller, short little jump shot. She missed that one by a wide margin. Rebound comes down to Maria Dentlinger. Bearcats hanging around despite shooting just 33% so far in the ballgame. Benson drives in, kick out. Bailey Smith wide open for three. That one too strong. Rebound comes down, and Tawny Meyer nearly had it. She gets tied up with Catherine Flott in the possession there, pointing back to Emporia State. Jasmine Al checking into the ballgame now for Northwest. Bailey Smith will head back toward the bench. Bearcats being led 9 points so far for Aubrey Benson, five from Tanya Meyer, and one apiece from Macy Williams and Jasmine Howe. Northwest, though, just two turnovers compared to the five for Emporia State so far in the ballgame. Addie Lackey with it, gives it off Jessica Wayne, right side. Now over to Holloway. Holloway to the free throw line. Nearly had it stolen away by Benson. Throws it over to Lackey. Lackey back to Holloway. She'll take the three-pointer. That one comes up short. Rebound comes down to Dentlinger. Dentlinger to Jasmine Howe. Pushing it up, but numbers favor Emporia State, so she'll slow it down and give it up to Benson. Benson trying to find a cutting Tanya Meyer. She had her wide open, and she knew it. She kind of airmailed that pass out of bounds. Another turnover on the Bearcats.
They've tried that little slip screen a couple of different times. One time Tanya had it in her hands, but just couldn't hold on to it. That time led it a little bit too far, but I like that play, and so far Emporia hasn't really adjusted to that. Hopefully Northwest can continue to make that work and start to take advantage of that little screen.
Jessica Wayne dribbling left side, gets bumped by Mallory McAndrews. They're going to call a foul on the St. Joe native there. Wayne really had nowhere to go, and McAndrews just gave her a little bump with her hand straight up, and they got her for the foul, her first personal of the ballgame. Kelly Moten checks back into the ballgame for Jessica Wayne. Moten, no points, but still two rebounds, one assist here early on. Inbound comes into Catherine Flott, hands off to Lackey. Little jump shot just inside the free throw line, and she hits. Addie Lackey's shot makes it 27-16 in favor of Emporia State. Bearcats cut to 7 just a couple minutes ago. Benson with it just inside the three-point line on the right wing. Flips it inside to Tanya Meyer working on Kelly Moten. Double team comes down from Kirstie Miller trying to tie her up, and she does. Jump ball, though, favors Northwest. Tanya's starting to go to work there on Kelly, but Kirstie Miller closed in quickly.
And I think we're starting to see a lot of teams try to double team Tanya whenever they have a chance, and that time it paid off for Emporia.
Jasmine Howe with it, top of the key, hands it off to McAndrews, back to Howe, 7 on the shot clock. Howe all the way to the hoop, throws up the layup off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Emporia State. Moten pushing up the floor for Emporia. Hands off to Lackey. Lackey over to Kramer. Back to Kirstie Miller. Thought about a three. Now goes to Lackey on the left side. Back up top to Miller. She'll take the three this time. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Catherine Flott. The offensive board. She misses again, though, and Jasmine Howe grabs it and hands it off to Aubrey Benson. Bearcats being out-rebounded 17-11 so far in the ballgame. Benson with it off the screen. Dribbles to the right elbow. Hands it off now to Jasmine Howe, left side. Howe with the screen. Back into the corner to Benson. Benson up to the left wing. Eight on the shot clock. Trying to go all the way in. To the left block. Lays it in. Aubrey Benson doing her best to keep Northwest into the Bearcats. Trailing by nine with 6 minutes to play in the first half. Moten hands off to Lackey, right side. Lackey round to the left elbow. Back up top to Kirstie Miller. Miller gets off to Moten, right side. Flips it inside to Catherine Flott. Flott gets a shot blocked by Tanya Meyer. And Buckshield pops up quick and gives a clapping. He's excited about that. That defense getting a few stops on this and can spark the offense. We saw it a little bit earlier in the ballgame.
Northwest, last several possessions, doing a good job making up Forest State work for their shots that time, and the block shot going out of bounds again. Northwest defensively kind of tightening up, but here getting a foul that doesn't have Buckbury up.
This one's going to be on Jasmine Howe. Before the ball even came in, she was trailing Kramer. I think she's just holding on to her, and they're going to get the foul. And now Jasmine, too personal. She's going to go to the bench for likely the rest of this half. 5:43 to play in the second quarter. It's Bailey Smith back into the ballgame for Jasmine. How goes the bench? 0-for-3 from the field. She has 1 point in the ballgame. Kramer with it right side up top to Kirstie Miller. Looks inside. Now goes left side instead to Moten. Moten trying to go inside to Flott. She'll drive baseline, though. Goes up shot. Partially blocked by Tanya Meyer. Goes out of bounds off of Emporia State. Good defensive stand there by the Bearcats.
They've had two or three of those in a row, and now time for Northwest to take advantage of it offensively.
And it's kind of a fun matchup to watch. Tanya Meyer, arguably a first-team All-MIAA selection by the time this year is all said and done, leading the league in points scored and rebounds, going toe-to-toe with Catherine Flott, one of the top post players in the MIAA.
And it's going to, hopefully we'll have that all game long here and see if Tanya can continue to take advantage of it.
McAndrews, top of the key, gives off to Benson. Tanya working hard this time on Kelly Moten, goes up, off the glass, that one rolls off the rim, no good. Kramer comes down with the rebound, Emporia State pushing back the other way. Lackey right side, spin move, gets to the baseline, now back up between the circles to Kramer. She calls out the play, gets a screen from Flott. Now off to Moten, back across the court to Lackey. Lackey, couple dribbles in, jump shot from the elbow, knocks it down. Lackey's jump shot makes it 29-18, 4:40 to play here in the first half. Benson between the circles, and brings it up. Right wing, pulls up her dribble, thought about a long two, instead decides against it. Now tries to give it off to McAndrews, ball's tipped. Lackey comes up with the steal, pushing the other way. She has Moten. Moten goes right back to Kramer, and the ball swatted out of bounds by Aubrey Benson.
Good play by Benson after giving up the turnover on the offensive side. Stops the transition layup by Emporia State.
Bearcats trailing by 11, but doing their best to hang tough with the 11th ranked team in the nation. We have a timeout on the floor. We'll take this 90-second timeout with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve